Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Yes, let's do this. Hey, everybody, it's episode 568 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is March 1st, 2020, and we are absolutely in a political-free zone. Absolutely. Hey, we broadcast every week, every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and we can't forget about our friends in the Central because the heartland of America needs to be not forgotten. 3 p.m. Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch. We are on Mixer. We are on YouTube. And if you're wondering what we do talk about, since we don't talk about politics ever, never, ever, ever will we talk about politics. Swear to God. Maybe not. We talk about video games. We talk about life. We talk about fun stuff. We talk about mostly video games, though. We like to think of ourselves as wiser, more mature. That is definitely up for debate, and if you ask our significant others, we definitely fall short of that mark. All right, I'm done doing my spiel. My name's Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, also on Steam. I'm on Steam. Yeah, I know. Modern century stuff. We have with us today, I'm going to start from my bottom right and move left and then up. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. Kim Woods on the show today. Kim, hi.
Hey. Yep, that's me, GamerGirl27. That's Twitter, that's Steam, that's Xbox, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Howdy okay. From the sunny Midwest.
Sunny Midwest.
Yes, the sun is sort of out today, so well, hey, I'll take it.
Take it, yeah, absolutely. Yep. You have not had sun for a while, so.
I've forgotten what it looked like.
It's the
that
flat
big round
disc.
Thing in the sky, you know.
Flat disc in the sun, yeah.
Yeah.
Flat disc in the sun, I just said that. Hey, thanks for making the show.
Sure.
By the way, I've often thought about changing my gamer tag, Murphy's Law, to OC underscore Murphy's Law to make everything just uniform and like across the board. But I cannot give up the OG Murphy's Law because I've had people actually try to buy it from me. So never giving it up. Never. Ever. All right. The man that just winked at me, Mark Wright. He didn't know he winked, but he winked.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Yeah, Mike Alex on all the gaming platforms, all the social medias, because I use just one name.
Bragger.
Make it nice Bragger. And easy. I feel a bit lost tonight because Robin's been in the ducks. Quack, quack. I don't know what to do with myself tonight. Well, by the way, it's pissing it down over here. Always has been all week. Typical Yorkshire weather. It is shit.
Okay. Well, Mark, please keep your hands above the keyboard, and we will we'll figure out something for you to do. Possibly.
I could play Elite Dangerous while I could play Elite.
No.
You wouldn't know. You would never know. Well, you probably would because I'd be good.
Yeah, because you'd eventually ignore us, and we'd know.
But we know you have at least one duty to perform today, and that is a quiz.
Maybe.
See if you knocked one out. Maybe. All right.
Did you say I knocked one out? Came double onto 100 times.
Yeah, that's not. Oh, it's starting off early.
Well, I already did, so, you know.
Hot and heavy.
We're good.
Last but not least, fresh on his trip out to South Carolina for his rally,
we have
our very own Robin Tate. Robin!
Hey, guys. Good evening. It's Robin here in Ballymena in Northern Ireland, a long, long way from America. But sure, I'm there in spirit, if not in body. Hello. Yeah, it's been snowing here. It's been horrible here. It's been windy here the last few days. Quite a few people that have no idea because Jorge is not a very, very popular name in the UK. Northern Mexico, you might think, but no, because Storm Jorge has been with us the last few days and watching the TV and different reporters calling it Jorge was pretty stormy for us here and just horrible. So it's been inside weather. The fire has been lit and a few bevvies have been taken. So nice to be here in my nice little warm man cave, waiting to talk. Sensible.
I'm glad to see you've bundled up nicely. You've adorned the atypical stereotype of the Republican. You've got your flannel on.
Yep.
You've got your hat.
Yeah.
I think it there was we go. Disgraceful.
Hey.
Pony soldier.
It's a hat. And if my hat brings you great offense, get a life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We will. Again, we're going to avoid talking politics as much as possible, although it may come up from time to time. You never know.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some story time. Before we dive into story time, we do need to wish our very best to our good friend Nick Eld.
You're a lion dog faced pony soldier.
That's Nick, yes.
Wasn't me. That's not me.
Nick, happy birthday, Nick. You have turned a ripe old, I'm going to put him in at 73. I feel 73 is good.
Yeah, with that beard is definitely senior years, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think
it's
been really generous. That's really nice of you, Greg.
I didn't want to be rude. I wanted to be more accurate this time around. I've been a little wild with some others, but 73, I believe, is spot on. And for each gray hair, it's a year. So I'm pretty sure there's at least 73 in there. So yeah, I think we're good.
Happy
all right.
Birthday to you.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. No. Seriously, though, Nick. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Womble.
We do wish you all the best. Yes. All right.
Hooray! It's story time. Hooray! It's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Sound effects are like on point today. Listen to that. They're just coming before I even have to say anything. They're just happening. Okay.
You like us.
I do like you.
And then it goes and fucks it up. Anyway.
Yes, Mark, hands above the keyboard, please. All right. Mark, why don't you start things off? Let's talk story time.
Well, I wasn't on last week, but over the last couple of weeks, I've had a couple of things going off. The kids were on school holidays the previous week, so we had some sleepovers. Jay's girlfriend's kids wanted to come down and spend some time with us, which is really nice because we're getting on really well, and we're sort of like their adopted like grandparents now. So we had the two boys come down on the Monday night. No, sorry, the two girls come on Monday night. We had a popcorn and movie night, and we tried to watch some Disney movies, but we ended up just playing games and going on the iPads and stuff and completely ignored the movie, wow. Which was... and we watched BFG as well on Netflix. I got right into that. It was quite good, that.
BFG.
Roald Dahl. Big Friendly Giant. It's good. It's good.
I'm not familiar with it. Okay. All
right. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's like a mixture of animation and real life stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, it's cool. Very good. And then we had the boys on the Monday night, and all they wanted to do was play games. So we were in the man cave for many hours. So I had Riley on the PlayStation 4. Junior was Christopher. We call him Junior because dad's called Christopher as well. So Junior was on the Xbox, and I was on the PC. And I was playing something I thought I would never, ever play in my life. And I liked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Right. Well, I haven't put it on my list of games to play because I didn't really.
So you're ashamed of this one?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I played Fortnite. Yeah, I know, shock horror.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I slated this game so much because I couldn't do the building and all that shit. But when you get into it, it's not as bad as you think. and to have like a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old showing the ropes, it was a bit so like, I don't know, embarrassing. But yeah, never showed me what to do with a building. I still can't build properly, but I got a few kills and I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. We did a lot of creative, so that's like private matches, which was without the online stuff, so that was good. And then on the Thursday we had Mia came and she stayed overnight, and we had another movie night, another popcorn night, and she was doing lots of girly things with Jenny. So yeah, we had a very nice week that week.
Just making sure you weren't going to say I played Fortnite again, because I was going to have to pour more booze in my drink.
No, I haven't played it since. Don't worry. But it's still installed on everything.
Oh, heard that about.
I mean, this week.
Once you install it, it's hard to get rid of. But there's medication for it, though.
That's why I'm kidding. Yeah, it's called that delete button. So this week, on Robin's recommendation a while ago, I wanted to get back into a sci-fi type thing on the old Netflix or Amazons. So I've started watching The Expanse. So I've seen the whole of season one now.
Right.
It was a bit slow to get into at first. We've got like a group chat for TV programs. And I sort of like said, is it worth carrying on? I think I'd watched the first three episodes. And Mr. Elusive, Gary DeFelice, he said, yeah, keep on with it. And I'm glad I did, because then once you get to like four and five, this whole new thing opens up. I don't think it's a spoiler. It's the whole premise, if you read the synopsis. It's about a thing called a proto-molecule, what they've discovered in space. And that opens up a whole new story arc. And I've got right into it now. I've finished season one now. So this is set in the sort of like near future, where humans have settled and colonized the whole of our solar system.
I wouldn't call it the near future. Just to throw that out. It's definitely far future.
Right. Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff in there which foreshadows into a game I'm playing, which there's a lot of stuff in there which it's not as advanced as like your Star Trek stuff in Star Wars.
Grounded
sci-fi. Yeah. There's no lasers, there's no heat, there's no shields on spaceships at all. It's quite gritty.
It's a realistic take on space combat, space tactics.
Have you seen this, Greg?
I was well into The Expanse. It is now, the new season is on, is it Amazon or Netflix? It's one of the two.
Amazon for us.
Okay,
there's only three seasons showing up on mine. I don't know.
Well, the third season, I believe, is what Amazon picked up and published. Yeah. So
I'm halfway through season two now, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, excellent. anything else you want to talk about?
That's about it, really.
Okay, fuck off then. Okay, Kim. Let's talk, Kim.
Sure.
Let's talk finances.
Just a word of the wise, don't ever fill out one of those online mortgage things unless you're prepared to answer the phone.
That is sound advice.
Yes.
Actually, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I went through the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember which day it was last week. Dad was on the phone, and he's been kind of looking around to see if maybe we can't get a mortgage for our house to make our payments cheaper, because it went up $40 this year. And, we're paying quite a chunk, and it would be nice if we could lower it a little bit so we could pay some other things. But anyway, he fills out this HARP application thing online, and I'm thinking, oh, God, here we go. And I kid you not, within like 5 seconds of him putting this thing in, the phone rang off the hook.
Yep.
Not once, but seven times.
Oh, like, I believe it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Because what he did is he probably filled out. So there's a lot of it's like a brokerage service. But what they do is they are an aggregator. So they take your application for a loan and then they blast it to a bunch of companies.
Yep.
And that they make money off of the fact that they blast these mortgage opportunities to these other companies. And then they have to call you. And so it becomes this absolute nightmare of a gazillion phone calls until you finally either say,
oh, exactly. Kim.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that your mortgage broker?
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it was bad enough. And the next, I don't know, 2 days later, because we really got talking about this, he decides to go on LendingTree, which, okay, I'm thinking that's more legit, you know, yada, yada, because I don't know what this first one was he filled out.
Right.
And he fills it out, and I kid you not, we had
it's the same thing.
Yeah, LendingTree is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
We had like seven different mortgage companies calling us for like the next 2 days. It was bad enough I shut the ringer off on my phone.
As Dan says in the chat, you should have compared the meerkats. You don't have the meerkats? No?
We don't.
No. All right, I thought they would do, because all the adverts are filmed in America. It's set in San Francisco, isn't it, by the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's been interesting. Of course, right now we can't really do anything because, of course, you do these things. They're going to want so much money for fees and whatnot. So it's like, well, you know, maybe when the weather gets warmer and he picks up more hours at work, then maybe we can see about doing something. But right now it's not going to happen. So I have all these people calling the house and it's like, you know.
Yeah. Now, just leave me alone. Are you guys going to do like a 30-year fix?
That's the, yeah, that's the kind plan? Of the idea. Yeah, okay. Because when we built this place, the bank we went through wouldn't give us a mortgage. They just did a, it's not like a, it's not a personal loan per se, but it's something like that. And of course the interest rate either goes up or goes down. Well, it went up and it's charging us 40 more bucks a month. So
yeah, they didn't give you a mortgage. You probably had to take out a home equity loan.
Something like that. Yes.
To build that house. Cause you had your existing house.
Yes.
So you leveraged that and then you did an equity loan to build the new house.
At any point now, they're going to start complaining in the chat that we're talking about insurance again.
I know, right?
This is not insurance, people. We're talking mortgages. Totally different.
This is the Overseas Connection Finance Podcast.
Yes.
Where everything is plus or minus five.
Yeah. Speaking of plus or minus five, when we did our... So I originally, when we got this house, we had our 30-year fixed, and then I actually re-upped it to a 15-year fixed, which was probably the smartest move I ever could have made. I actually had a lower interest rate, and the interest rate still is really good. And we're going to get paid off in half the time. So that makes me happy.
I'm on my countdown. I've got 6 years left.
Seven years.
Final countdown.
Well, yes.
You're welcome.
Yep.
All right. Kim, anything else?
No, it's been quiet. I mean, the weather's been nice. Like I said, it's 63 degrees here right now, which, you know, that sounds warm, but considering we're still in, well, okay, I was going to say February, it's but we're
warm,
in March.
Warm of so
it's, yeah, it's warmer than it has been, but it's still kind of chilly. You know how that works. You know, you're kind of in that springtime kind of feeling. No, so, yeah, I know.
The entirety of the UK says fuck off. Robin, right? What's going on with you?
Wow. Yeah, it has been a really odd week. It's been a really busy work week for me. A lot of stuff starting to move now, not just talking and quoting and doing the paperwork. So the stuff is physically going out. So we had a beautiful big new ice cream parlor thing went up this week. There's 13 of those to happen in the next 6 weeks. So, yeah.
Again, I just have to reiterate, Robin, I know it absolutely is not your job and you are an executive and you are usually in a suit or nicely dressed. But every time you talk about new ice cream, you know, things opening up, I just have this image of a bow tie, a little hat, and an apron, and Robin pumping scoops. Yeah. Okay.
Pumping scoops. Yeah, so like that's been busy that way. I have been addicted. I mentioned last week I'm working on plans for our holidays and next year. And I have been totally addicted on YouTube to Tennessee this week. I know lots too much about Tennessee. And Pigeon Tennessee. Forge and Gatlinburg and all of the things. Do you know in Pigeon Forge they have an indoor snow slide? It's like snow and you slide on an inner tube down it for some strange reason. It just looks great. So the mind is made up now. That's what's going to happen. So definitely we're for Tennessee next year.
I like it.
Okay, now, Matt Empar had recommended a new aerial for my 4G. It is now connected, sort of. It is connected up right now, but it's not in its final position. So I was getting a good, pretty much solid 30 meg.
Better than Kim's 3 meg.
Kim just... gave us the middle finger.
Well, hopefully she'll pop back in the right place. I'm not going to do anything with the cameras. Hopefully she'll come back. And,
there she is.
Oh. Blue screen. She'll be back. Never mind. Oh, she's not coming back.
Old that was phone. That's a really old it's a trim phone. Anyway, this aerial came. It was about 65, 70 quid. So maybe $100, Greg, thereabouts for this extra device that goes into the 4G modem. And I just threw it out the window and sort of put it up lightly at the front door. Signal, which is just like a mobile phone modem, it has a little readout, 1 to 5, and I can only ever get 3 bars. So it's immediately, when I put it out and screwed it under the wall temporarily, it went to 4 bars.
That's a positive sign.
So I want to get it up onto the aerial on the roof. way up.
Oh.
Way high. And I ordered the cables, and I was hoping, I went to start it today with the roof ladder and all the bits and pieces, because I got enough cable. But then I needed the joiners. The joiners weren't right, like two females touching each other, which is...
Right. Female-to-female connectors.
These days, that's okay.
Perfectly acceptable. Female to female action.
Signal
might not be brilliant.
Even male to male call. If you want to go male to male
as well. Tip to tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I need is heterosexual cables to get my extension leads together, so I can get it up. So if I can get the magic 5 bars. Now what that meant from 3 bars to 4 bars, it's went from a really solid sort of 30 meg. Right to 50-55.
Yeah, I was going to say probably around
increase, isn't it?
So I'm hoping that that extra bar full bump will get me to maybe 70-80. It does peak every now and again when the weather's right. It's really weird how the weather affects 4G, but I'm hoping that I can get up to 60-70. So, yeah.
So I've got a question for you, Robin.
Yeah.
What are the plans for 5G in your area? Because I know 3 are quite involved in 5G. We're doing a lot in
I was just going to bring this up myself.
Yeah. I don't have fibre in my lane. You know, there is like 15 houses on one... No, sorry, not even 15. Mm-hmm. There's about 8 houses on my lane, which is about a mile long. So there's no plans for fibre there that I can see, even though it's around the corner.
But 5G, I think you can get between 200 and 300 megs download.
Yeah, but it's cities.
Over cellular.
Yeah, Belfast.
No, 5G. Yeah. So 5G, you can actually get up to over 1,000. But depending upon the 5G connection, some 5G offerings are not true 5G. And that's what we're happening here in the US.
Yeah.
So you've got companies touting 5G, but Verizon is one of the only companies out here that's talking about bringing 5G into the home, similar to what you're doing, Robin, with your 4G.
It does work very well. I mean,
yeah,
I'm hosting and this tonight, and generally, yes, there's the odd bit of cheese goes on, you know, a bit of fudginess or whatever. But generally, it's been pretty good for us here. I looked at the stats for last month, and we had downloaded on our 30-odd day period 1.2... Not gigs.
Gigawatts.
So I thought with thousands.
Say gigawatts. Come on.
1,250-odd gig in a month.
Okay.
Which is just crazy. I mean, we're supposed to get 1,000 acceptable use. So, again, for me, even though Ballymena is a city, it's 5 miles away from me here. If they do throw 5G in Ballymena, it's unlikely it'll be good enough to get out to the hills here.
Yeah. Well, I've just looked on the 3 website, and there's nothing for 5G on Northern Ireland at the moment.
No.
There's a few spots around the big cities like Birmingham, Manchester, London.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing in Northern Ireland.
Well, that's like in here. They rolled out 5G to Sacramento, but it's not up where I live.
Yeah.
So I'm north of Sacramento. But my big thing is, so I've talked, you know, fiber and fiber optic is not, it's here in spots. Mm. And so to roll out like into our neighborhood to get that 1 gig connection, you know, they've got to have enough of demand to say that they would warrant it.
That's my problem. But fiber's everywhere.
Right.
Fiber's
but
everywhere.
But 5G, I think will roll up faster than fiber will.
Far cheaper than the companies as well. Far cheaper than the
Absolutely.
A few extra towers.
Yeah.
The idea about getting it up onto the chimney and up way up high is I've tracked down where the 3 transmitter is, which is my provider for my 4G. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the aerial is directional, but at least if I have it clear line of sight to that direction,
it'll make a bit of a difference.
It's about half a mile away. So anyway,
to cut down all the trees surrounding your property.
That's it. Burn them down.
Burn them down.
Yep. What else have I been up to this week? Jesus, I bought shares in Take-Two this week. Okay, now you
right.
Why am I buying shares in the worst week ever? I'm just looking at my portfolio right now, and it's all in the red, apart from one company. Take-Two is still in the green. It didn't die. So, everything, Apple, the lot, you know, it just phenomenal.
Hey, good news though. Apple, they said that they are now fully back to full functionality in China. So all their manufacturing is back on track. So that's good news for Apple.
I'll tell you what, see, if I had a lot more cash to spare, I would be buying shares right now. I've bought what I can, but yeah, if you've got £1,000 to spare, guys, and you're not too worried about losing it, go and buy some shares right now and some big brands, because that 10% wipe off will come back over the next couple of months. And finally, just again, we're talking about books and stuff. We've talked about Expeditionary Force before, and I'm on to, I think this is book 9 now. I think Greg isn't at the same time. It is R.C. Bray talking about this, but this is this fantastic thing, and it's called, this book is called Valkyrie. You couldn't really jump in.
You need to start from the start.
But for anybody that hasn't listened to Expeditionary Force, it would be a real treat. I'd love to be able to go back to the very beginning again. So it's a space opera based at our time. The aliens invade Earth. We go off to fight with the aliens, but we realize the aliens were actually bad. And then we decide to branch off, or where some, a group of us break away and become space pirates. And we find this AI in a beer can who's unbelievably clever, doesn't know where he came from, and he's helping us whiz around the universe and kick butt.
I think the thing to really highlight is very detailed sci-fi.
Yeah.
One of the signature things with R.C. Bray and all the books he tends to narrate tend to be very technical. They will get into a little bit of the nerdiness of things. It all makes sense. Mm. And the other thing is, these books are laced full of sarcastic humor.
Yeah.
Which, if you like, you know,
I don't understand why that would ever appeal to me.
I know. but that's the big appeal for me, is their genuine kind of chuckle, you know, even laugh out loud moments when you're listening to these books. And the next thing you know, you're going to be talking about monkeys and meat sacks and shmaybe.
Yeah.
So, I'm right there with you. Highly recommend, but start from the beginning. I think books 1 through 3 usually you can get in a bundle on Audible.
What's it called?
And
what day? Columbus Day, I think, is the very first book.
Yeah.
Called. So, no, Jason, I mean, you're talking about playing your game at the moment that you absolutely love, and you're playing as the religious space turtles.
Stellaris.
Yeah, in Stellaris. Well, later on in these books here, our wonderful dickhead AI, he comes up and creates his own religion on Earth as well. Well, he's not there. He's planning his spaceship.
He's a dickhead. He's a dickhead.
What is it? Thingy, have your money? What's his name?
No, I don't want to give it away.
Very, very
highly recommend. Highly recommend.
No, that's ridiculous. So get that. That's good. So yes, work, shares, aerials, and Pigeon Forge. That's me. That's my week.
Okay.
So, going to London next weekend. I won't be here. My brother, it's his birthday. It was birthday yesterday, the 29th.
101 is amazing, by the way. Congratulations to your brother.
My brother's 60 years old, but I've had more birthdays than him, even though he's had a birthday every 4 years. So, anyway. Off to London on Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Cambridge, and back again. So
nice.
No kids, so looking forward to that. So.
Yes, enjoy that time away. Yeah. Absolutely. Well-deserved. So speaking of time away, I am home alone. My wife is down visiting her parents, and so it's just been me and the little guy, and actually he is in daycare today, so I actually am literally home alone, which is dangerous if you know me at all. But yeah, so I've been enjoying it. It's been a little quieter at the house. And then, of course, that's had me thinking about things and realizing – over the next probably 2 months, I'm supposed to go to Chicago. I potentially am going to be going to New York for work. And those are events where supposedly I'll be shaking hands. And also supposed to go to Hawaii next month. So the coronavirus stuff has given me some pause, has made me think about should I not? But at the end of the day, fuck it.
It was nice knowing you, Greg.
Yeah. I will jump onto the plane with extra. Here's the way I'm gonna do the whole like emergency C, the immune boosters, get the vitamin C pumping in the veins, and then just not literally talk to anybody. I will not touch the tray table without wiping it down with an antiseptic wipe first. And by the way, on Amazon, it's kind of funny. Go look up like antiseptic wipes and Purell, things like that. They're like sold out everywhere. And now, but you'll find them occasionally, and it'll be like $120 for like a couple bottles. So the free market, there you go.
Sure, it's all a hoax anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a hoax. It's just the flu. It's just the flu, except for
By the way, it's not.
I'm
joking about the hoax thing, okay? So this is the bit.
Yes, this is a bit. This is a bit. Robin absolutely does not believe in the coronavirus.
Neither
does he. Believes in coronas.
That man didn't either.
I know. Carry on. We weren't going to talk politics.
No.
Lost in Space. I've been watching Lost in Space.
The new season. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, really enjoying it.
My hair's too warm. It's too hot in there.
You're like a ninja. Lost in Space. Really enjoying season 3 so far. I'm about halfway through, just a little bit over. Just over halfway through. And very much enjoying it. Netflix just really has killed it with a few of their series. I will say there's been a few other series I've tried watching on Netflix, and I have not enjoyed some of their more recent content. So I'm kind of happy to see them.
If it hadn't been for Better Call Saul and what we're just talking about there. What are you just talking about? Yes, that.
Lost Space.
Oh, no.
What was that? Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. No, not my thing. Oh, yeah. Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon.
Oh, yeah. New season. I need to watch that.
That's heavy going, too. So, yeah, I was actually considering, I'm going to drop it and get the Disney thing because it's on offer for a year, for like 40 quid or something for a year, or 50 quid for a year. But I don't know. What do you do? Yeah.
What you do is you start the free trial and see if it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
And then you cancel if you don't think it's worthwhile, like you should have done with Stadia. Anyway, so Lost in Space, enjoying that very much.
It's still like new, Greg. It's still like new.
Yeah, when's the free version coming out? We were told March this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, when's the free version out?
That's March.
What Google says.
So Google, so much.
Yeah, Google gives the big middle finger. They don't want a free version out there. They want you to pay for it. Let's be honest. Anyway, all right, that's me done. Let's talk games since we're talking about games already.
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
You see that, Mark? See?
I think it was.
See, like, that's when Greg said the time to play a game. It happened immediately. It didn't. Nobody went.
Feel the burn.
See.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Wancor.
Okay.
Let's talk about games. Let's talk about Kim.
Yes.
We are on the precipice of a new month.
Yes, we are.
It has started. We have had 29 days of March, which only happens every 4 years. So. I think it's time we talk about what we can get because we paid for it.
Okie dokie. Your free games for the month of March are, your games with gold are Batman, The Enemy Within, The Complete Season, which is available now through the 31st, Shantae, Half Genie Hero, which is available March 16th to April 15th, Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2, which is available March 1st to the 15th, Sonic Generations is available through March 16th through the 31st, then we have your PlayStation Plus games, which are Shadow of the Colossus and Sonic Forces. Twitch Prime games are Fury, Epistory Typing Chronicles, Whispers of a Machine, Mugsters, Bomber Crew.
Right.
Didn't we have that one somewhere?
Bomber Crew. Yeah, Bomber Crew's been around.
That's what I thought. Okay, your Stadia Pro games for the month are Grid, SteamWorld Dig 2, and SteamWorld Quest.
Woohoo! It's not
good. Whoa.
Amazing.
Three games?
Amazing.
Three?
Yeah. Well, Grid.
It's a Grid.
That's Grid value. Remake, isn't it? Isn't that the remake of Grid, or is it just a re-release of Grid? Does anyone know? Do you know, Mark? Because I played Grid 2, so...
Yeah, I played the originals. Yeah.
The original Grid, I loved the idea of it because it had, like, the really good destruction of the cars, and that was kind of its selling point. Is like, you know, the cars, they would break and be destroyed in a realistic way.
I think it's a complete remake. It's 2019 video game. Yeah.
The problem with Grid was the actual racing wasn't great. And so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I did complete them. I remember spending a lot of time with them, but they had no Forza value. You know, they didn't pull me back to play them again. As soon as the main campaign bit was done, I was off.
It won two awards for the Game Critic Awards, Best Racing Game, and Gamescom.
Okay,
Best Racing Game.
The remake of it. Okay. Well, I've got it on Stadia now, so.
Mm. Hey, look at that.
I claimed them and all tonight when I seen that post from Mark, so thank you, Mark.
All right, maybe we should talk about games we actually want to play.
Sure.
All right. Let's start with Robin. Robin, I would like to hear about rodents in mass amounts.
Okay. Rodents in mass amounts.
Oh, I want to play this.
Rodents in mass amounts. I'm sure I did have.
I do too, but I'm not sure I could get past the rats. I did.
Okay.
The digital rats are not real.
I know that, but still.
What's it called again? It's called what? Plague. Plague. Sorry, I thought I had it there. So, Plague and Innocence, and I just wanted. Sorry, forgive me, and I'm going to just bring this up here so you can see it.
I've just been told my mother-in-law is checking out every guy's butts at the restaurant that my wife and my mother-in-law are at.
I like your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
There you go.
So, yep. Plague, Tale, Innocence. Oh, odd name. Plague, Tale, Innocence. Innocence, a Plague, Tale. Okay, so. This was originally released on PlayStation. It got some really fantastic reviews. It sort of came out without much fanfare, and people give it a lot of critical acclaim. The media loved it.
Yeah. The media did love it, but it I think came out at a time it was competing against some other games, so it just got overshadowed. Also, it was from a lesser known studio, so it had some things working against it.
So it's been released on the Xbox and the Game Pass. So,
well, for the record, it released with PlayStation at the same time, also on PC.
Oh,
but it came out on Game Pass recently.
Okay, well, Game Pass.
All right, I'm done. I'm done correcting you. I promise.
Yeah. Okay.
Love you.
Sure.
So, it starts off, and again, I haven't played an awful lot of it. Just a sort of introduction to it and everything, and. You seem to play as a sort of 16, 17-year-old girl at the beginning. You're with your father. He's working in the woods, and he's teaching you how to hunt and how to be quiet with your sling and throwing rocks and bits and pieces. It's a tutorial. But it's not the best-looking thing I've ever seen, but it is very, very nice. And it's not the normal sort of character. You're not normally playing a 17, 18, 19-year-old girl in this sort of situation. So that's unique and very original. And as you're the first part of the tutorial, you're with your father and you're with your hunting dog. And the hunting dog goes off running, chasing after something. You go running after the dog. And you're chasing a boar, a wild piggy thing. And you come across the boar and it's sort of half-eaten. And you go, and then the dog runs on a bit further, disappears, and you see the dog lying bleeding on the ground. And your father catches up with you, and the dog gets sucked into the ground like Gears of War, one of the holes in the ground that the bad.
All right, emergence hole.
Emergence hole. Okay. That sort of idea. So cut away from there, you run back home, some weird stuff's going on. And all of it's set in around the Spanish Inquisition times. So all these knights come raiding. You're quite a wealthy family. You live in a big castle. And you're trying to sneak out of the castle with your little young brother who's about 7 or 8 years old, has some sort of medical condition. Weird setup. Mother looks after the little boy. You don't really get to see him because he's been very sick. Father tends the woods and you've been up yourself. So now all of a sudden you have to get your little brother out of the castle, sneaking out stealthily, and while the Inquisition knights are going around chopping people's heads off quite brutally. Killing, a lot of killing going on as you try to get out of the castle in a way. Yeah, I like it. It's really interesting, so I can't wait to get back and play more of this. There are a lot of rats starting to appear, so I think that's the hook. So
I think maybe.
So interesting. I don't think it's a really massively long game. I think I like the originality of it so far. It looks pretty, and right. I think it's going to be a bit creepy, sort of on the back of your hair, on the back of your neck thing, and an interesting enough story. So I think there's one. Sorry, Mark, can I ask away?
I was just going to say, what sort of, is it an RPG or is it like just an adventure game like Dishonored?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Adventure game.
So it's not a full-on RPG.
It is third person,
third
correct?
Third person running around, picking right. stuff up, throwing right. your catapult at people. Again, I'm not fully right. into it a lot yet.
I mean, as far
I'm
as
not
I...
I'm sure if it was a full-on RPG.
No, as far as I know, though, the rats become very much a mechanic. Like, controlling the rats and using them to your advantage, if you will, or obviously trying to make your way through them becomes very much a big game mechanic within this game.
Yeah, look, it's nice to have something original. Actually, right. I'm finding it quite lucky with right. original games at the moment, where Mark's going to talk about a game very shortly here as well that I finished. Yeah, that's what I've been playing this week. I recommend it if you have Game Pass.
Excellent, Robin. Excellent. Thank you. Robin, where would you like me to go next? What would make your life easier?
I don't care. I'm starting from the same place for everybody, so...
All right, well, let's forge ahead with originality. Kim, let's talk about what you've been playing.
Can the listeners guess?
Witcher. Yeah, right. I've been playing more Witcher. I'm trying to get the Witcher 3, at least the main story done, because, you know, all those damn question marks that are going to plague me until my dying day. And on the story, I've made it to Kaer Morhen, which is the Witcher, you know, stronghold. And so I've got to that. I drugged the little ugly guy. What's his name? Uma? You got to rip the curse from Uma and to figure out if that's Ciri or somebody else or, you know, whatever. So I've got that far. I'm actually back at Skellige. I'm trying to, you know, rally the troops or because we're going to make our, I guess, final stand or something. I don't know exactly. And I don't want to give too much away in case, you know, you're trying to play this or whatever. So, that's where I'm at. Like I said, I don't know how far I'm from finishing the main quest. I have no idea, but I'm assuming I'm getting close, considering.
All I know is for when you finish The Witcher 3, mm-hmm. I am going to buy you a game that's only 3 hours long. because you love these big open world, like gazillion hour games. I mean, you've gone between The Witcher 3... Oh, it's a fantastic game. But, yeah. I mean, in fairness to Kim, her taste in games is fantastic because she has The Witcher 3 and Red Dead Redemption 2 that she's been gravitating between the two of them. And those both are massive games and fantastic games. So, no, The Witcher 3, I mean, it's a huge game. But
oh, my God.
And you, did you get the DLC?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right? Just stick, that's another 60, 70 hours on top.
It's like another, right? It's a full another year of content. Yeah.
That's another game in itself.
Yeah,
so.
But yeah. Both of them DLCs are great bits.
Yeah.
Just the standalone games would be worth playing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will say Blood and Wine, I preferred Blood and Wine. To
yeah, myself. Yeah. Well, I think that was sold as the bigger pack, wasn't it?
It was, it was.
Because it was a new area as well. New setting.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, forge ahead, Kim. Enjoy Geralt. By the way, hold on. It's a new month, Kim. New month.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Let's get
yeah.
come on.
Caller Cam.
Policeman.
Geralt the cop. Okay.
Yes. Geralt the cop.
I buy into that.
Yeah, I mean, me too. And I guess while I'm at it, we have Brendan and Jimmy. I'm assuming Jimmy's the horse, but it might be Brendan. I don't really know.
Never assume.
Never. That's right. Never assume. But according to The Witcher, back to that for a minute, I almost forgot. I pissed Yennefer off, like, super bad.
Ooh.
Yeah. You guys know, I don't like Yennefer. I've read the books and all that. I still don't like her. I think she's a cold, unfeeling bitch, but that's me. And anyway...
Do you feel? And after watching The Witcher on Netflix, you still feel the same way.
I feel a little less.
Do you sympathize with an elf? Yeah.
But
she went through a lot of shit.
She still, if you read the books and played the game, they didn't really go into her backstory. So if you just went by that, she's pretty much a bitch. And I don't get the appeal. But whatever, to each their own.
I'm with you, though, because in the game, honestly, Yennefer comes across, and I never, as far as I've known Yennefer, and granted, I didn't play the first Witcher, really. She's always been the hottie. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, the hot Witcher, you know, witch. And so I could just kind of look at her as being, like, kind of a little bit privileged, like everything kind of comes easy to her. But
she's not full of herself and all that,
right,
too.
But the Netflix series put it in a whole different perspective. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you saw her backstory, like I said. That made me a little more sympathetic to her, but I still find her a bitch. So anyway, as you guys know, because I told you in one set, I skipped her romance quest because she told me to go meet her at the hall, but I didn't think there was anything to that. So I went off to do the other thing. I think I had to go pick up the little ugly guy that we had to do the little experiment on. So anyway, I went to do that, and all of a sudden it flashed up that, was it, the last wish quest has failed. And I thought, okay, what the hell is that? So I Googled it, and that's when I found out what it was. So now she's, like, super pissed off at me. And I guess she went into the castle and threw out the bed, and then we find out why. It's because, I guess, Triss slept there. Then, of course, now she's figured out that Geralt is, you know, has hots for the redhead. So now she's pissed off. So it's been interesting to see her have her little tizzy fit and temper tantrums and yada yada. So.
And so, okay, let's just talk about Triss and Yennefer and like hotness levels. So Yennefer always has struck me as like that she's like very hot, like exotic kind of hot.
Yeah.
But Triss has that kind of tomboy hotness that I love personally. Mm-hmm. That if you are a bit of a tomboy, that is like absolutely in my wheelhouse. So yeah, I always had a thing for Triss.
Yep. I think she kind of got a bum deal. So and that's why when the game showed up and they're like, you can pick between the two. I'm like, well, that's easy enough. I'm going Triss all the way. So,
absolutely. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Bum deal.
Well, now, Jesus Christ. Now that we've covered all the important topics, I suppose we can go over to Mark. Mark, how are you gonna one up that?
Well, I went back to ancient Greece.
Fail.
How was that? A big open world game.
Yeah. That's another one I have to do. So.
And I had a bit of a girl-on-girl action in there.
Little girl-on-girl, okay. Now, all right.
Yeah. Okay, I got your attention, didn't it?
Got my attention.
Yeah, so I've been playing, I went back to something I've not played for a long time, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes.
Where in this, you can choose to play as the brother of a sister. I played as a female, I think. God, I can't remember her name now.
By the way, the female character in Odyssey is the best character to play.
Yeah, she's more interesting, yeah.
I think she's just voiced better.
Yeah.
So even though the characters kind of share basically all the same dialogue, I thought her performance to me was more believable.
Yeah. So after hearing Mike harp on about him playing a lot of Origins, I thought to myself, well, I finished the main story in Odyssey, but there's still a lot to do.
By the way, you are referring to Mike Chin, the lesser brother of Peachin, correct?
Yeah, the non-ginger.
Right, the non-ginger. the non-legit Chin.
Yeah, the ginger one is the
beautiful. Many questions.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I did was when I first went back into it, I concentrated on there's four mythical Greek creatures in there: the Minotaur, Cyclops, Medusa, and the Sphinx. We're all really tough boss fights, so you have to get all the clues and everything and then hunt them down and defeat them. So I did all them. You get some really good rewards for doing them, a load of XP. I hit max level, got the achievement for that. So I did them, and then there's the screen which you always have in back of your mind, which is the cultists. These are all the people you have to assassinate. And in Odyssey, there's a lot of them. There's like different branches of the... we're not Templars because it's before that time scale, but they're all the cult people you have to kill.
You know what I find real funny, just for the quick moment? Mark, you talked about the screen that's always in the back of your mind. That was never in the back of my mind.
Oh, it was for me because I like to finish games completely, you see. But yeah, there were so many of these. And it took me, it's taken me a good week and a half to hunt all these people down and kill them. Because, again, some of them you have to, yeah, you have to kill them, Gray. That's why I call it Assassin's Creed.
no, I just...
But well, you have to get clues.
The FBI is listening to this conversation right now.
Yeah. In-game. But yeah, I finally did it. I've got all of them, completed it all. Murder. Which was really cool, yeah. But once you've done everything as well, oh yeah, forgot to mention, once you've done all the mythical creatures, you go back to this, like, temple thing, but it's like space age, you know, from these people, precursors, the sort of like aliens from Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood and that. Remember them?
No, not at all.
Where the pieces have even come. Well, they tie it all in really nicely, and there's some like real world stuff and old world stuff and really good story wise, which I'd have never got if I hadn't gone back to it. So that was really cool.
There's a joke to be made about aliens and real world tie in, but I'm not going to go there.
In game, real world tie in. Because you're in an Animus, aren't you?
I'm just taking the piss out of you.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah. Continue on.
So I've done all that. I finished it. I have now uninstalled it. It's gone. Finished.
Until you reinstall it.
Closed off. No, that's it. I've
all right.
Then I went back and did a bit more Jedi Fallen Order. I have to say, I am so glad I got that double-ended lightsaber. Because it makes such a difference. Oh, God, here we go, Kim.
Many people have said the same thing. I'm so glad I got that double-ended.
Yeah, you like a double ender. Can't be a bit of double ender. But in crowd control, if you've got like two or three enemies at a time,
Robin is just quiet. Awesome. This is amazing. I've never heard Robin so quiet in my life.
Could you see what he's putting up on the screen?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, I just seen it. I wish I was streaming. Where were I? Right, yeah, so I've played a bit of that. I think I mentioned it last time. I got to the Wookiee world. I've actually gone now back to the first world we started on for the story missions. So that's as far as I've got with that.
And I love this game, mind you. But what is your initial impression of seeing the Wookiees?
I kept him in the back of my mind because I've seen him in a cutscene and looked really good in a cutscene. I remember you mentioning, tell me what you think when you're in game. So I've seen them in game. Not great. Yeah, not great. Yeah, but
They could have made more effort.
Yeah, it's a bit shit. played a bit of an indie game on Game Pass, what Robin recommended, My Friend Pedro.
I think we should call this My Friend Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, My Friend the Mexican Irish Man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robin mentioned past couple weeks, it's like a Shadow Complex type thing. It's really good. I really like it.
I've downloaded this. I need to play this now. This is my goal by next week, even though I may not be on the podcast, foreshadowing also. But it's my goal to play.
Yeah. It's like a 2D platformer. But it's got like a bit of a 3D thing. It's like a 2.5D.
If you play Shadow Complex,
it's that same sort of thing. Some really cool weapons in it. You can dual wield. You've got Uzis. I've just got the shotgun, which is awesome. And the blood effects from the enemies are cool. You slow down time.
Sometimes you go like, holy crap. You know, like a skateboard?
Yeah.
You can tag. You know, you do this here. Your hand out left and your hand out right.
Yeah.
And you tag these guys. You know, you can shoot and shoot. Like an auto-aim sort of thing. You know,
So
it's like...
There's one bit. Sorry.
You're like Shadow Complex, but the graphics are double the size.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of style, but yeah. So you're one bit, what, Twiggy, what?
there was one bit in it which I got an achievement for, which it was nice to get an achievement when you don't expect it. I threw a frying pan up in the air and started shooting. And the bullets ricocheted off the frying pan and killed the guy, and I got an achievement for it.
Right,
and I never knew about it.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Yeah. Now, I am stuck. At the end of the second level, there's a guy, the guy in the Santa outfit, Robin. He jumps in a ship, and you have to jump between two bits on a level. And you can all shoot the ship by hitting a plate at the back, and it deflects onto the back of the ship. and I can't do that. It's tough as nails. Yeah, it's on like a hovering thing, like a.
Oh, I sorry, I had no issue with it. I hard don't even remember it. It was so easy to me.
But the gamer world, I believe the correct thing to say at this point is try good. Sucking less. Yeah, get good.
Right, yeah. I'm gonna have to look at your learn video and see sort of you learn how to do it. Yeah.
Konami.
But yeah, it got to me a little bit. I ended up having to not play it for a bit.
No, it's very good.
So. Yeah, and I think that's all we need to talk about. No more games for Mark, so we can move on at this point.
No. So, as I mentioned earlier, I've been watching The Expanse, and this rekindled a love for a game I haven't played for such a long time. And now I've got my man cave set up. There's one thing I haven't set up.
Your sex toy. I know.
Your Thrustmaster.
Yep, your double ender.
Yep. Old Thrustmaster Hotas. Yeah, I've delved back to the world of.
Can we just get this out of the way?
What?
Thrustmaster is possibly the worst possible name they could have given to a joystick.
Hey, hold on. I worked on that marketing team for quite a few years. It was a really good idea.
Actually, it makes more sense now that I've heard that.
Okay, so you know what? I've said this before when we talk about Elite. I lost half of my childhood to Elite on a Commodore 64. I did play a bit, and it was complicated. And I know Dan's in there, and Dan loved this game to pieces. But I mean, can I go to this again, Mark? I mean,
yeah.
Do I have to just dedicate my life to it? Is that what you have to do?
I've been back right into it. Hook, line, and sinker. I am addicted again. And it's changed such a lot since I think it's been a good year and a half since I played it. All the engineers side of it to engineer your modules, like your thrust and your Coleman Kim thrust.
Yeah.
And your FSD drives and everything. That's all changed and upgraded and all different. There's all the Thargoid stuff now, the alien shit, and it's just some new ships. I've bought one of the new ships, Crate Phantom. It's really cool. I've started doing passenger missions now, so I'm a glorified space taxi driver.
Mark gave me the cold shoulders today. I asked Mark, hey, you want to play a little PUBG? And he said, no, I'm sorry, I have to dock my ship.
Well, we know what he was doing, right?
Exactly.
I've got a new purpose for my stream deck. Not only now does it help me with OBS for my scenes, I've now used it to program buttons to do certain things like deploy landing gear, deploy my scoop, it does my heat sinks, targeting. It's a slippery slope.
I probably should stop drinking because at this point these are coming off.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, good lad. You keep going there.
And this is all on PC. What I did was my Xbox Commander had about 80, 90 million worth of wealth. He had 60 million in credits and a 30 million ship. So I contacted Frontier Developments and I got him to transfer the wealth from my Xbox Commander to my PC one. Oh, and nice. We did it.
Oh,
so right. I got a 90 million credit boost, which bought me my new ship.
That's because you had the double ender for the PC.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
The downside is, the Xbox Commander's been deleted.
There's a 3D VR setup for this.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
So,
I've not.
Can I play if because Joshua, and he's in Belfast most of the week, and he has the full Oculus Rift 2 setup.
Right.
I wonder, could I play Elite in VR? Ooh, Dan.
You certainly can. Yeah, you can. I know Hardly Dan has played it in VR, and he loves it in VR. My graphics card is probably a 1050, so it won't do VR.
Let's be honest, though. Flight games are the ultimate VR experience. That is the perfect scenario for VR. Well, that and Pornhub.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, you're in a cockpit, so you don't have to move around. Sorry, but you don't have to move around. You can look left, look right. You know, you get the visual experience of being in VR, but you're stationary. You're not going to get tangled up in cords. It is the perfect scenario for VR in its current state.
Mm. Yeah, so I've got a feeling I'm going to lose a lot more hours to Elite Dangerous.
Double ender.
And Frontier Developments are continually still supporting this after all these years. There's constant updates and game mechanics are applying to it. It's just, I get a weekly newsletter from them, which I've signed up to for ages, and I've not really taken much notice, but I'm getting back into reading on the lore of it and all the other stuff. And it's just such a... Well, it's a universe, isn't it? It's just massive. I was going to say it's a massive world to play in, but it's a universe.
Well, I mean, it goes along with a lot of other games we've seen this generation where they have created games. I don't want to say games as a service because I think that's a little disingenuous. But the support level for these games has gone beyond the typical one-year window. And we're seeing games getting supported for long stretches of time. They're continually updating. They're adding content, and a game like this is perfect for that, because it is. You know, you're talking about an expansive universe. You're going to add new elements into it.
We've been corrected, Greg. It's a galaxy.
Whatever.
Fuck off. Dan said it's a galaxy. Not a
universe. Love you, Dan. Love you. But fuck off. All right. Anyway, universe, galaxy, but it's big. It's big. Yeah. It's wide open.
That's what they all said.
And you can always add aliens in, you know?
Yeah.
Little green men out of nowhere.
A message to my fellow commanders, Gary DeFelice, Hadley Dan Amras. If you ever need to wing up, let me know, because I'm back into this big time.
PUBG,
what's that? Is that something to do with a ship? I don't know.
Do you want to wing up?
Wing up.
That's the new thing. Yeah. But I thought you were.
I'll put my beacon on for you, baby.
Oh, God.
Nothing like a bit of beacon.
Okay, moving on. Special. Anything else, Mark?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Are you sure? You've talked about Fortnite. You've talked about Elite. You've talked about your double blender. I don't know how to follow up. I really don't know how to follow that up, but I will. Let's talk about Two Point Hospital.
Where you got your double blender cured.
Yes, Double Ender Cure. Yeah, Two Point Hospital came out. This is a great, very whimsical game. It is absolutely, by the way, for anybody wondering, if you wanted to put this into a genre, the genre should be Phil Olson. This is a Phil Olson game. So it is a hospital building game. But what I love about it is the characters... very much have a Wallace and Gromit look to them. So if you're familiar with the cartoon Wallace and Gromit, they have a very unique kind of look to them. They also have a very unique comedic value to them. It's British humor. And that absolutely is Two Point Hospital. It's Wallace and Gromit without Gromit. It's just Wallace. I think Wallace is the guy. Gromit. I don't know. You UK boys, tell me. Hello. Which one's Wallace? Which one's Gromit?
Gromit's the dog.
Exactly. Okay. So Wallace, it's Wallace running a hospital. Think of that. That's Two Point Hospital. So you build your hospital. It's surprisingly deep on the level of mechanics, but it feels very simplistic on its surface. So it's very accessible when you come into it.
Tell me, Greg, what sort of diseases and sicknesses do the people have?
That's
a leading question.
They're not real. There are silly diseases, silly sicknesses. There's nothing actually realistic to this. And I'm trying to think of some of the different diseases that come up.
VD of the knee?
Yes. Things of that nature. VD of the knee.
The light bulb. What's the light bulb? What was the light bulb in the head? There's a name for that. A bright, I don't know.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember at this very moment in time. You caught me off guard.
Okay. I've not played this yet. I've downloaded it, but I played the original Theme Hospital, and it's basically the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know. This is
Peter Molyneux's Bullfrog Entertainment back in the day.
This feels like it has just this level of charm that I haven't seen in these types of games. Some tips as you're building your hospitals, because you'll have a footprint of a hospital, and then you build the rooms inside of it. Keep the rooms as small as possible.
Sorry, gotta stop you. Dan, yes. That is superb.
What did Dan say?
A Phil Olsom.
Yes, a Phil Olsom. Yes. It's a new genre. I think Phil we can start Olsom. It now. Yep.
So is there any of the old theme hospital disease syndromes in the new game, then? Like, there was bloated head disease where you'd be massive heads. Is that in there?
Things like that. So, I mean, you're in charge of running the hospital staff. You're in charge of building the hospital out. You have to be smart about not just building out the right units, as in like, a general practitioner unit. You have your pharmacies, you have the waiting areas, you have bathrooms. These are all important things to build out. But you also have things like waiting benches. So as you start to see, like, if the pharmacy starts backing up and you have a lot of people in a line trying to get into the pharmacy, you build some benches out for them to sit on.
And so what about little coffee shops for a bit of a side cash intake?
Well, you've got vending machines that you have to place around. Yeah.
The bulb in the head is called lightheaded.
Lightheaded, yes. So it's got a lot of charisma to it. It's a game that's just, it's easily pick up. You just pick up, you can play. It's
all right,
also got depth.
My challenge with these types of games is they're great for a little while, and then it gets like Stellaris. You're just dealing with stats and pages, and it gets too complicated, and then it becomes unfun. So is there an end game?
And that is present, because what they do is, instead of having this ongoing world where you're just building bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, they actually give you a bunch of scenarios like cat herding, which Kim's doing right now. but so you have different scenarios, and so you play out the scenario, and then you move on to the next one, and so it'll be a different hospital shape, it'll be a different situation. And so that's how they kind of tackle this, as opposed to kind of that never ending, I'm just building this giant world and it just feels like it's never going to end. You have specific goals and scenarios with each hospital to achieve, and then you move on to another.
I love watching a weak guy with a spanner beating the hell out of a computer, which is quite good. That's cool.
So I've got a question then, Greg.
Yeah.
How does the control work with the controller then? Does it relate well? Because obviously, this theme hospital was on the PC, on the old PCs back in the day with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, you can definitely see how mouse and keyboard is going to be a natural fit for a game like this.
Mm-hmm.
But the controls, the controller, it works very well. I haven't had any problems with it. I think the size on the display. Sometimes you get into these types of games and everything is so small, it feels hard to navigate with a controller. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in this game, they zoom in enough, or give you the ability to zoom in enough, to where you feel like you have good pinpoint control with the controller. So you're not fighting the controller. It feels pretty natural. And they also have smartly, kind of put different systems onto different buttons on the controller to where you can kind of get a good bird's eye view of the hospital itself and what's going on. You also always can see what your next objectives are for that particular hospital and kind of getting through that scenario. So I just think they've really adapted this well to the console. And I highly recommend, if you have the opportunity, go play it. It's on Game Pass. I don't know if it's on PC. I'm assuming it's on PC Game Pass.
Yeah, it was. PC Game Pass, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it is, because they were crossover.
Well, it started on PC, so yeah. But it is well worth checking out. Highly recommend. I was a little, I will honestly, as I came into it, I was kind of like, I don't know. Good old Phil was, singing the praises of Two Point Hospital, and I went into it a little apprehensively, but I came away from this being like, wow, you know what? I actually really enjoy this, and I will continue playing.
Phil's going to be on next week, I think, and it'd be interesting to see what his take is on it, because before this came out, he was shouting Game of the Year, wasn't he?
I know. He's created a genre, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Next on my list, a game that I love and hate.
Ooh.
Metro Exodus.
Ooh.
Metro Exodus. Visually, I really enjoy this game. It looks great. There's great weather effects to this game. It controls really nicely. From a first-person shooter perspective, this game has so many of the things you want in a first-person shooter, except the story.
Really? That's such a disappointment, isn't it?
My God, I want these people to fucking shut up. it is so poorly written, and it is, I'm trying to remember if they're Russian or Polish in terms of the developers that made this game, but it shows. The written dialogue that these voice actors are having to read through is horrible. It is just, it's so on the nose. It's just like, you don't need to go at lengths, the lengths at which they go to describe certain things. It just feels like I'm listening to somebody that doesn't speak English trying to talk English, for lack of a better way to put it. And on top of that, the actual performances of the voice actors is not fantastic either.
Yeah, well, that's so, like me, like trying to speak English but can't speak English.
Exactly.
Plague, Innocence, yeah. Tale, Tale, Innocence, Plague. Yeah, that example.
And that was... No, it's actually, it's that on the nose, Robin, because, see, I mean, I think about you every time I play this game.
So, like, the first couple were clunky, and there was a wee bit of that awkwardness, like, Eastern European developer thing in it, but...
It's so in your face in this.
Okay, well, yeah, they were in your face, but...
It drives me nuts, because I love the game.
Artyom, and as, Artyom, let me
Artyom,
you much,
shot it,
Artyom, I can imagine it.
I cannot tell you how many times you get, Artyom, come here. Artyom, come here. And it's like, why? Okay. And you walk over there and then you get this dialogue that you have no control over that just kind of happens. And you can walk away from it. But oftentimes the dialogue's kind of important. It's kind of laying out the next mission. So you just have to sit there and listen to this, like, literally 2 to 3 minute just monologue. And there's no back and forth between your character and the other character. So you're silent protagonist, which I absolutely hate. Please, developers, get away from silent protagonists. Nobody is silent in life, so stop doing it.
Sounds have like the back and forth. Such a pity that it was almost there.
Yes. You know, I agree. But so outside of the story and the dialogue, and I say story, it's really the written dialogue of the story. The story itself isn't bad. You're basically trying to, I don't know if I want to give away spoilers, but try not to be spoilers. You are in a sense kind of, you've discovered some things about the truth of the situation that you and your fellow compatriots are in, and it basically appears that there's been some falsehoods that have been told to people. And so you are kind of making your way to get out of kind of a dark zone, if you will. So again, love the gameplay, and that's kept me going. The gameplay is really good. It's solid. The tension of when monsters are around, the fight or flight mechanic plays a part. I hate you all.
There's a question for you, Greg, in the chat. Hartley Down says, have you got to the accident yet?
The accident. Not to think about that. No, I am just hooking up the rail car to the engine. If that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense to Hardly Dan. So I don't believe I've gotten to the accident. Anyway, overall, again, I'll keep playing through it. I do enjoy the gameplay, but...
I suppose this is where Game Pass comes into its own, because you might have felt a bit aggrieved to pay full price for this.
Yeah. I would have been angry.
Game Pass is such a winner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So Metro Exodus... again, if you have it on Game Pass, maybe it'll come to Stadia. Maybe it already has come to Stadia. If it's free, play it.
It was last month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay full price for it for sure. But if it's part of a free offering, it's part of a service that you're paying for. Yeah. Give it a go. Just know you can't fast forward through dialogue. You'll be beholden to listening to them. Yeah.
Okay.
Artyom.
Cool. Let's move.
Yeah. Let's move.
Do we have a quiz?
We do.
We do.
Oh, wow. A quiz.
Do you want me to do the blankety blank theme music?
You don't have it, do you? You can take over now, Mark.
We're going to listen to the...
What?
It's the blankety blank 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 quiz.
Yeah. Good evening. I am not Terry Wogan. This is not stolen from the. This is not stolen from the iconic BBC show, but we are going to play my version of Blankety Blank. Okay. I'm going to give you a popular video game character and a quote from that character. And then I want you to WhatsApp me what you think the answer is. And I'm going to give you multiple choices as well.
Yay!
So why is my background sound not working?
I don't know.
Oh, we go.
Personal problems.
Probably.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, right. There we go. Bit of Price is Right music.
Mark,
right,
I just wanted to test out my WhatsApp to you.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's... Both Robin and Greg both sent me the exact same message. Epitome. Well done, guys. Yeah. Kim's failed. She didn't send that. Right. She just put cunt.
Yeah.
I'd have expected
more. With a capital C.
Right. So. Oh, God. That's a bit too fucking loud now.
Well, I'll put my thinking hat on.
Of course.
Nice.
I'm a winner.
Right, so the first question is a quote from Ellie from the best game ever made in The Last of Us.
That can't cut knives.
Which has some knife blocks, which Greg has a problem with. Just deal with it, Greg. Right, so the quote is, she said, blank and survive. Blank and survive. Is it A, kill? Is it B, endure? Is it C, eat? Or is it D, undress? A, kill. B, endure. C, eat. And D, undress.
For the record,
I've got an answer from Uncle Greggles.
D is for Last of Us 2.
Undress and survive. I've got an answer from Kim and an answer from Robin. So Robin says kill and survive. And both Kim and Greg said endure and survive. And I can confirm... Greg and Kim are right. Yeah, it was endure and survive. Right, your second quote is from Isaac Clarke from Dead Space. No, it isn't. That was last week's. I didn't delete that bit.
Experiment here.
Right, your next one is from Delilah in Firewatch, and I know Kim's played this, so she should get this. If you don't get this, Kim,
hopefully.
Off the podcast. So Delilah said. Yeah, you are here, and it's beautiful, and blank isn't always something bad. You are here, and it's beautiful, and blank isn't always something bad. So is that A, dying, B, sleeping, C, hiking, or D, escaping? Dying, sleeping, hiking, or escaping? I've got an answer from Greg, an answer from Robin. Kim's typing, and I've got an answer from Kim. So Kim has said escaping, Greg has said hiking, and Robin has put dying. And we do have a winner out of all three different answers. And the winner is the person who's played the game. It's Kim. Yeah, well done, Kim. It is escaping.
Epitome.
All right. Yeah. You are here, and it's beautiful, and escaping isn't always something bad.
Is that me? Really? I like Dan's answer better. E, itching.
Yeah. It's someone keeping track? I've not kept track of scores. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Your last one is from, and I don't remember his character, a character called Graffiti from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he or she or it simply said, I miss the blank. Is the answer A, living? B, internet? C, coffee? Or D, sex? I miss the living. I miss the internet. I miss the coffee. I miss sex. Right, I've got an answer from Greg.
I miss all of
them. Boo-boo. I've got an answer from Kim.
It's my life story.
And I've got an answer from Robin. Right,
I'll shut up.
Yeah. Robin and Greg say living. Mm-hmm. And Kim says coffee. Kryptonians in the chat says coffee, and you're all wrong. It was internet. I miss the internet. Yes, that's what I get you guys.
Dan misses the toilet. I've seen his toilet in a hotel room before. He's absolutely ready. He has everywhere but the toilet.
Kim got two.
I got two.
So Kim's at eight.
Yeah, Greg and Robin both got one each, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Bobbin is now at nine.
It's getting close.
I am the man. I am the man in the tank top. I am.
Yep. By the way, Pete sucked.
Pete has got in a point there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well done, guys. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Nice. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for pulling that together last minute. Why, by the way, did you have to pull it together last minute?
Because I was playing Elite Dangerous. right until the Skype call.
With the stress master.
Here is the fucking news.
Oops.
Breaking news, the Thrustmaster causes warts on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you get a
lie. All right, news this week. Lots of news. Some news. Some big news, some not so big news. But we'll start off with the biggest of biggest news, which is GDC got canceled. So the 2020 GDC event was canceled due to coronavirus concerns. Now, of course, they had a lot of big name companies drop out prior to the official cancellation. Facebook, Sony, Microsoft, Amazon all announced they would not be coming to the event because of concerns over the spread of the coronavirus. So the organizers announced the event was going to be canceled and that they're hoping that they may be able to bring it back later on in the summertime. Are you okay, Robin?
Yes. I can't show this, but I want to show this video. It's so good.
No, don't do that.
I'll show you later.
Don't do that. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Send me a link.
Yeah.
Send me a link because I'm not streaming. I can watch it.
Anyway, so GDC officially canceled, which obviously this is concerning to a lot of people, a lot of those of us that are enthusiasts in the industry. Because, of course, this has implications of it could potentially cancel things like E3. It could cancel Gamescom. It could have a far more far-reaching effect. And I'm of two minds on this. I get the concern. I get not wanting to be out at an event. Fuck off. Pay attention, people. Come on.
Okay.
Reel it in. Talking coronavirus. We're talking death, mass hysteria. Mark, I hate you all.
Kim, do you want to see it?
I'm mewing.
No, I want to see it as well, Robin, but that's beside the point. Let's focus. Okay. Focus, people.
I'm very sorry.
You're not, you bastard. You're not.
Anyway. How could you be a fucking burglar while doing that?
Kim got booted. Kim got booted because of your video. Good job. All right. You blew the screen, Kim. Because of your video.
I'm surprised. Oh dear. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Audio listeners will never get this.
Yeah.
In fact, even people in chat will.
Describe the video, Mark.
Mark. What's up, chat? If you're interested. Adults only, please.
Shit. He's not safe for work, by the way.
Yes. Describe the video, please.
No.
Yes, Mark.
It's a drone.
It's a drone with an attachment on the end of it.
All right. No wonder Kim's blue screen.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
I've got a question now. Sorry. Robin, how the fuck did you find that? What were you searching for?
What did someone say? Someone must have said something about something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't go back to it.
Oh, yes, it was Thrustmaster. It was all your fault. It was Thrustmaster. I was looking for Thrustmaster. I searched for Thrustmaster. Oh, dildo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You were trying to find a video for me to set me pissed.
It's all your fault. Sorry. I apologize, everyone.
I could probably control that with my hot ass.
God.
It's like herding cats. It's like herding cats. Herding cats.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
It's worse, I think.
All right. So here's a question. Anyway. Focus in.
Okay. Sorry. Sick people. God. Nerds. Sick nerds.
No. What likelihood do we think E3 is in danger at this point?
Danger. High voltage. when is it? May or June?
June.
I said this last week. I'm hoping that people get sick and they recover. And then this will turn into another disease that we have to get. And it happens. And
well, technically, happening.
Not to be just as frightened of it as we are right now.
Well, I think there's a lot of hysteria around coronavirus, obviously. The mortality rate is higher than influenza. I should point out, I was pretty dismissive of it when it first came out. I fully understand that it is more dangerous, especially for those that have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, people are making decisions about that. They already have. Those decisions made for E3 have been made 6 months ago. Are they buying floor space? So they're committed to it at this moment in time. And this right now, they're just waiting for advice. Shall we pull out or not? Or shall we lose our deposit or not?
Right.
So there's, anything with a big trade show, anything like that, it's a dilemma. Do you carry on or not? My lad's school, a lot of them came back from a ski trip in Italy, and now they're confined to home, teachers and pupils. A guy I work with, one of the designer guys, he came back from Northern Italy with his family, and they're all now incubating themselves or whatever, drink drugs and
videos. We just got an email on Friday from our school system talking about the coronavirus and basically treating it like the flu.
Unfortunately, over here they're talking about closing schools for 2 months. And Glen School, being a special needs school,
right?
That'll be the first school it'll close.
Without a doubt.
Kicks him home for 2 months.
Yeah.
That'll be a flipping nightmare.
Yeah. I feel like there's a level of hysteria around this that's not necessarily justified. But on the other side of the coin,
it is.
It is justified. But I mean, we had the San Francisco mayor. We had one case that was announced, and he suddenly declared a state of emergency.
He should have done that in San Francisco friggin' a year ago or more. Because when I was
the state of San Francisco has been a state of emergency for a while. But I found it funny that one case and suddenly they're declaring a state of emergency. I feel like that's a bit hyperbolic. That's a bit overkill. So
it is.
I think E3 absolutely at this point is potentially in danger. We need to see a decline, obviously, and a feeling of this is under control as opposed to it's out of control. We'll see. We'll see where things go. China seems like it's recovering. They've had a lot of workers returning to the factories. Apple announced, I guess, on Friday that they were back to full capacity. So maybe we're seeing China turning the corner is maybe foreshadowing for the rest of the world to follow suit in a month or two. I don't know. I like to think we've gotten a little bit ahead of this in that we've been a little proactive in terms of screening, travel ban restrictions, that kind of thing. I don't know. I am at a loss, but I hope for our industry's sake, for gaming's sake, and granted, I want everyone to be healthy. I want everyone to be safe. So take that aside. That is primary concern. But for the industry and the world economy, obviously, this has been pretty devastating in a short period of time. I hope we can recover from it quickly and move forward with our lives as we should be.
Okay, let's be cold heartless about it. It has a major it has a major effect on gaming because Sony and Microsoft, especially this year, have some big things happening later in the year, and their marketing team will have set out what happens week 4, week 6, week 10, and all of the GDC and all of these things. There's a plan to release information or excite the building the excitement, or even game development companies that they were planning to release a game at that point. It throws that all in complete disarray because they rely on big things like E3 for the extra advertising to give their game a launch. So that's completely in disarray now because of that. And nobody can give an answer about it.
Well, and so here's the amazing thing about the the hobby we've chosen, the industry that supplies our hobby, is that they are heavily reliant upon this thing called the internet. And I feel like these companies, and Microsoft was actually going to, and I don't know if they're still going to do it or not, but for GDC, they decided to take all of their presentations and put them onto the internet. They were going to stream them and handle it that way. To me, that's the proper response to this. Mm-hmm. We've seen a bunch of companies pulling out from this. You know what? Stop saying we're just going to completely disconnect and instead give us this alternative scenario where you're saying, hey, we'll do webinars. We will hold, you know, Sony, instead of completely pulling out of PAX East and GDC, why not say, hey, we're going to do a Sony Direct or whatever they call it, the state of play. You know, maybe hold your GDC webinars and do them invite only for developers to come in and learn about what's coming, you know, down the pipe. I feel like there's been some missed opportunity by these companies to utilize what we know works, which is the internet. It's a great tool for people to be able to kind of get messages out there without having to have people shaking hands. So anyway, enough of that.
Yep.
Some positive news.
Okay, positive.
Platinum Games announces their first original project. So they are building a game. It's codenamed Project GG. And it is going to be 100% a Platinum Games title.
Like GGs?
Is that a thing? Yeah. I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's is that an English thing, Mark? Is it the GGs?
I think it's. I think it's very much an English thing. But this is exciting. You know, it's described as a heroic game.
Hold on, there's a trailer. Greg DeLisi. Yeah. Are you slurring your words?
Slightly.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Carry on.
This bottle has been decreasing as we've been going. Captain.
I blame Marcus.
It's a heroic game. To me, perfectly honest, as I watched the trailer, I thought Ultraman. If you've ever seen Ultraman, that's what Platinum Games is making. They're making Ultraman. So you have a character. He can grow into giant size to battle giant monsters. It's Ultraman. So... I don't know how original it actually is going to be.
Let's have a look at this trailer, shall we?
Yeah.
Ultraman. Oh, no, I'm thinking like 80s program Automan, where he's like a hologram light thing and he can create a car out of like...
Yeah. No. Ultraman, Ultraman was a Japanese anime kind of... It was like Godzilla. You had the guys dressing up in the suits, the monsters. They were guys dressed in monster suits, and they were on a play set that they could... break apart buildings, that kind of thing. And an Ultraman would do this and it would shoot out a ray
and he would be able to... his microphone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stop.
I just said
don't
that.
Touch me there.
Yeah. anyway. So I don't know how original it feels, but I'm happy for Platinum Games. They're getting to actually make something that is not basically under contract from another company. So we'll see how it goes. Cool. Hey, Facebook. Buying more VR companies. So they bought the people behind Asgard's Wrath. So it's Sanzaru Games. So they will be operating independently under the Oculus Studios name. I mean, Facebook doubling down on VR. They're not shying away from it. So that's good news for those that like VR.
I think he has a different plan for VR than games. Games are a spinoff, but I think... it's the experience things. Like, I mean, I was sitting a little bit last night with Judith and one of the boys brought it up today, or they told their grandmother today that I was going to space. Because on Facebook, up popped the Virgin Galactic, would you like to register your interest?
And you registered.
And I says, but you could register your interest for a flight for $1,000 with Virgin Galactic. And I said to Judith, I'm going to go to space here. If you don't mind, I'm just going to register my interest. Because it's filling up, and it's sort of a lottery. And she says, What? Well, how much is it? This is it's $1,000. Robin, no! So I tried to go to space, and I failed. So, yeah. But one of the kids told their granny today, Daddy's going to space. So, yeah.
I feel like the missed opportunity there was to lie to your wife and not tell her how much it cost. say you're just registering for the interest.
More than $1,000. The $1,000 is just to say that you're serious about it. Oh. I think the flight's $250,000 or something like that there. Yeah.
Okay, yes, you failed to go to space, yes.
I failed. I tried, but I did try. Mm-hmm. I was almost there. I was almost registered, and my wife held me back. So,
yeah. Maybe for the best. Mm. Maybe for the best. All right. Moving on to our next story. So, early in the week, we had, just out of the blue, Microsoft on Monday just drops a Xbox Wired article that basically confirms out a bunch of specs and new kind of specifications for the Xbox One Series X.
Yep.
So we now are confirmed it is a 12 teraflop GPU. It is using AMD's Zen 2 CPU and RDNA 2 GPU architecture.
Sounds fabulous. What?
No, it will.
I mean, it's a lot of gibberish, but the important things to take away from this one, it is double the power of the Xbox One X in terms of the GPU. The RDNA 2 GPU architecture, that's not even available on PC yet, so that is a very forward-looking architecture that they're imploring. Hardware accelerated DirectX ray tracing, so they just kind of confirmed.
That's interesting, because one of the rumors that the Sony one would have software ray tracing.
Yeah, but I think Sony also came forward saying it was going to be hardware accelerated. So, but this is just kind of confirming it was going to be hardware accelerated.
Yeah.
They did mention, but not only accurate reflections, but realistic acoustics in real time. So that will be interesting. And I think that's something Sony also talked about, where ray tracing not only can be utilized for visuals, but also for audio. Dynamic latency input. So this is something that I think applies across the Xbox brand as opposed to just Series X. But basically the wireless controller protocol is being updated to basically minimize or reduce the delay between buttons, button pressing. So there you go. The finger is not delayed at all. So yeah. Quick resume was also confirmed. But this is something that I think was actually it was confirmed previously. Multiple titles, you'll be able to basically start up from where you left off. But the tidbit that was revealed actually on the Major Nelson podcast was that this will survive a reboot. So if you had to reboot your console, you'll still be able to go back in and do your quick resume, which is kind of nice because anytime you get a console update, it kind of wipes the slate clean for anything you were doing.
Yep. Yeah, you have to leave it on like a soft off, don't you? On like a standby mode. Rest mode to do the resume. Any of you guys actually use that feature? I've never used it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've got in the habit of always closing the application before I shut my Xbox down. And I don't know why I do that.
I don't know why you do it either.
No, neither.
And it works.
I pressed the dual
button. It works on some titles. And I think this is something currently, and this will be interesting to see how they handle it, because the way they make it sound like this is going to just work across the board, like they've I think, re-architectured how their quick resume works. Because currently, the way it works, I think developers have to actually code it in there. So oftentimes, like the Division 2 is the biggest culprit in my gameplay experience. It doesn't matter. You quit that game regardless of what you do. When you go back to it, it will not quick resume. It has a network error that it has to reconnect, and you go through all the loading screens all over again. So that supposedly is not going to be an issue anymore. We'll see. Obviously, the hope is for gamers that we get that kind of experience because, I mean, let's face it, we have it on our cell phones.
Nice features. You know? But I think the bigger thing for me here is, isn't it fabulous to see the Microsofts on the offensive, on the attack, where for the last, since Xbox One came out, it's been, oh, we're sorry, here, have this feature, look, honestly, we're sorry about that, but isn't it now that there's a confidence about this? Now, I mean, again, the Sony could come out and with this, they announce something to blow this out of the water, but that doesn't sound like it's going to be the case, so... Yeah, I mean, they've got the Game Pass and all the other bits and pieces that are coming around this, and the complete backwards compatibility stuff. you know, fantastic. And
yeah,
yes, because PlayStation don't care about the customers, only the money. Well, they only all care about the money, but it depends.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do all care about the money at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I think there's a confidence and a nice stride to what Microsoft are doing right now, and I kind of think, and if you think about it, sorry, as well, they're in a stride for winning on this next thing. But if you think about the kids that were 12 years old when Xbox One came out, they're now adults. They have that buying power and the choice. They were integrated into the PlayStation, Sony type thing. So they're in a position to change over now. Now, a lot of the bought PlayStation before will buy PlayStation again, of course. But I think the tables are pretty balanced right now about which way this will go. Now, who cares? Anyway, we'll probably, a lot of us will have both of them anyway. It's very interesting to watch. Sony don't really seem to be making a lot of effort to win people's hearts over, where Microsoft... winning hearts, I think, is what Microsoft have done, where Sony have been, all right, whatever.
Well, Sony's been curious because, I mean, think about it. They came out, they were actually one of the first to make kind of their announcement in terms of, like, details. They came out with that Wired article. Mm-hmm. There was the information there. Then we had the CES logo reveal. And then it's been quiet. I mean, they pulled out of events, granted some of it for coronavirus. I don't know why they've been as quiet as they have been. Obviously, there's rumors around cost implications, and Sony is struggling with some of that. I wish Sony were a little more vocal, because I think right now the industry as a whole could use more positive vibe news. And I don't want to think that the news Sony's going to be putting forward is going to be viewed in a negative light. I don't think it would be. I think it would be viewed very positively by their fan base. I think Sony fans want to hear about their next machine. I know some people are making the comments of, oh, they're holding back because The Last of Us 2 is coming out. Look, The Last of Us 2 is going to sell regardless of whether the PS5 is announced and given all its full specs or not, because that's a highly anticipated title. I can't imagine Sony is concerned they're not going to sell The Last of Us 2 is not, you know, it's not going to be a viable game because they put forward some specs for the PS5. So I'm at a loss. I don't know why Sony is being so quiet. I wish they wouldn't be. Last generation, they were very vocal. They had a big event in February to announce the PS4. So I'd like to see them give us more details. It's time. We're about, you know, what, 8 months out-ish from when the console is supposed to launch.
Yeah,
we need some details.
Yeah,
it's time to start talking, Sony.
Yeah, that goes back to coronavirus, because they may have missed that window.
I hope not. I hope not. But yeah, you could be very well right. Last little tidbit of news, and this will actually tie into our next news story. It's smart delivery was announced. So this is something that we've kind of seen with the Xbox currently, which is when you buy the game, you get it across whatever devices you have. Oftentimes they have kind of play anywhere. Basically, Microsoft said they are going to have this thing called smart delivery, which will allow you to buy a game once and play the best version possible on whatever device you're on. So Halo Infinite is the example they were using. You buy Halo Infinite on your, say you're on an Xbox S, you buy it, and then you upgrade to a Series X, you will then be able to get the assets uploaded onto the Series X. If you buy an Xbox One X, the current Xbox One X, it will download the assets needed for the Xbox One X. So it's basically you buy it once, you get it on whatever platform you're on, you'll be able to, you know, as long as it's on that platform, you'll be able to play the game. You buy it once, you get it wherever you are. So that leads into the next news story, which is Cyberpunk, on the heels of this article from Xbox Wired, came forward and said, hey, we are committing Cyberpunk 2077 to be basically smart delivery. So regardless of where you get it on, you will get the free upgrade. So if you buy it on your Xbox One S, when you get an Xbox Series X, you will get that upgrade. And that was great to see. I think Cyberpunk and CD Projekt Red, obviously they're very pro gamer. They said you should never be forced to purchase the same game twice or pay for upgrades. And I think that's a very pro gamer attitude. And that's hopefully what we will see the industry get pushed towards, because I'm tired of seeing people having to pay for the game twice.
I think Microsoft will have a lot of influence over that as well. I think they'll be pushing that for all games on their platform to do that, don't you think?
Well, they said all Xbox related games will be smart delivery. So they've committed to that. So you buy it once, you will get it on whatever platform you download it to. Developers, obviously independent developers, will have choices. They can, if they want, make, you know, an enhanced version of a game. But I like the precedent that CD Projekt Red put out there, which is just like, no, you'll get that upgrade free. So we shall see. All right. That is it for news, unless anybody has anything else to add.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. On that note, Kim, let's talk about what we can play in the next month, and I'm going to be right back.
Alrighty. Yeah, your new releases from March 1st through the 7th are Granblue Fantasy Version, PlayStation 4 on the Granblue Fantasy Versus for the PlayStation 4, March 3rd. Got that one right. Murder by Numbers for the Switch and PC, March 6th. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Rescue Team DX for the Switch, also on the 6th. And Yes, Your Grace for the PC, also on the 6th. Yes, Your Grace? Alright, whatever. So that is your new releases for the week.
Oh, well, okay. Quick fade out.
Yeah.
Well, new releases, that's good. And we'll go on to Victory Achieved now, because on Victory Achieved is the thing that when you finish games, you get money. So, yeah. So have you ever finished a game, Kim?
Yes, not lately, but I have finished one.
Okay, so when you finish a game, what do you do?
I would take a selfie of myself with the credits and send it in to at OC on Twitter with Victory Achieved.
Isn't that awesome? And when you do that, I will stick a chicken on your head and I will retweet it.
Promises.
Victory Achieved. And I'll put it into a draw to win money. And that money is $20 or 15 quid. And we'll pull that at random. Once every 3 months, so at the end of March we'll do that, and the winner will win that stuff to spend on games. So the people that finished games and got entered into our free draw this week were Hardly Dan, or as we would like to call him, Your Grace Dan.
Right.
Wolfenstein Youngblood, Infected Psych, he finished A Way Out. Mark Alex cheated his way through to 1000G in iDarb. John Moyse played the fantastic Enslaved Odyssey to the West and completed it. And Denek Diko finished Dishonored, Death of the Outsider. And now we play something from a very nice person squealing like a little pig.
You all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. Victory's Achieved.
Well done. Well done.
For the record, I was going to float away. I could not wait any longer. Oh, my God. I'm dying. All right. Fantastic. Congratulations to everybody that completed a game. I think we can put a bow on this show. Maybe we're at that point. Look, if you've made it this far, we want to say thank you. Kim, maybe we should say thank you to everybody in the chat.
Okay, well, if you think we have to. I mean,
it's been a busy chat, so yeah, I think they deserve it.
They do.
All right. For our shatters today, we've had Teflon 12, Mint Safe, Scott Stubby, Commander Root, Kryptonians, Hardly Dan, Mecha Wraith, and Daddy Steve. So, yeah, thanks for showing up.
Daddy Steve, hello, Daddy Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Daddy Steve.
And we still haven't been back on Sea of Thieves since then, have we?
No, not really.
Yeah.
We're shocking, aren't we?
So not. I don't think Daddy Steve's been on it either. So.
Yeah. All right. One, thank you for everybody in the chat. We appreciate it. Look, we are on every week. Twitch, YouTube, Mixer. Find us 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. on Easter Island, because that's a thing, and even more so in Australia, where it's no longer on fire, 7 a.m. Wake up with some coffee. All right. iTunes reviews, YouTube reviews. Look, if you can, if you're listening to us on a platform that gives reviews, give us a review. A nice one, please. We would appreciate
please.
It. Yeah. We ask nicely. I don't know what that was.
That's my dog.
Is that okay. Toby?
Yeah, that's Toby.
I thought that I thought Mark's hands it wasn't I thought Mark's hands time. Dipped below the keyboard.
No fapping.
Nope, just right. 11.
Yep. Well, that yeah. Okay. If you want to come play with us and maybe hear that sound, find us. We're all over the place. We've got communities. We've got clubs all over the place. Indeed. Yeah. And more importantly, we need to hear from you.
Do we?
We do.
Okay.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Me?
Me? Your professionalism's dropped.
Right off the cliff.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
The Lime Dog Face Pony Soldier.
All right. On that note,
it gets worse.
Oh my god.
All right. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you for listening. Let's send it around. Let's start with Tin Cup.
Like I said, you can get me at Mechanics on all the gaming platforms and on Twitter. I want to shout out everyone in the chat. It's been very busy in there tonight. It's been some good stuff in there. Shout out to you guys. And like Jason says, the D&D crew, the OC Misfits, mm-hmm. we record a new session sometime this month. I can't remember. Is it next Saturday?
Believe that is the plan.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been such a long time. I can't wait to get back into this. So yeah. A new year, a new adventure. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Alright.
And over to Kim.
Alrighty. A shout out to you guys. As always, it's fun. Other than that, hopefully we all have a good week. You know, hopefully it stops raining for Mark and hopefully the sun will come out for Robin and you know, tank top. I hope you don't have a hangover tomorrow.
Nah. It's all good. I only have small responsibilities at this point.
Yeah, we know that. All right, well, there you go. Everybody tells us, especially Cindy. Very small responsibilities.
Yep.
Tiny.
Dear.
All right. Off to you there, Robin.
Yes.
Before I get fired.
Well, I'm off. So thanks, everybody, for listening. The chat has been good fun tonight. What else? Yes. I'm off next week to my brother's birthday.
Biden.
And then between that and the next show then that I will be on in 2 weeks' time, I'm off to see Steve Martin and Martin Short nice. In concert and their band and the comedy thing. It's a bucket list thing for me to go and see Steve Martin. And I'm really looking forward to that. Imagine him coming to see me in Belfast. Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Very jealous.
Thanks, everybody, for a good, fun show tonight. And, yeah. Mark. Ignore
so,
Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ignore yeah. Greg. Yeah.
Ignore me. Yeah.
Greg, right. Take us away. Take us away.
Thanks, Joe.
We float away.
Thanks, Joe. I gotcha. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I have to press the button.
Vote for me for Senate. look, I want to thank the three of you.
I think it was disgraceful.
Yeah. I want to thank the three of you. It has been a very fun show. I have not finished the bottle yet. It's
oh,
close,
my God.
Though.
Close.
Close. It's close.
Close.
Yeah. Also, thank the chat, because honestly, you guys are absolutely the lifeblood of our community. So, slurring words aside, we really do appreciate you guys being part of the show and having a fun Sunday. That's what it's all about.
Thank you very much.
I feel like...
Love it.
Oh, God, I feel like we're podcasting with Duke now.
Oh, God almighty, no.
Love it. Love it.
That would be an interesting podcast moment. So it definitely...
It's happened before. It's happened before, but not in the current climate.
Anyway,
Let's anyway.
Go to the toilet and get out of here.
We're getting there. I was just trying to wrap things up nicely.
He just chaps my hide. He just chaps my hide.
Get behind me, you filthy animal.
Boy.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
See you same time next week.
Epitome.